I sure hope he's not living up to his name right now.
Wouldn't it be creepy, though, if there was just a cat that just walked in its front two legs and was missing the back half of its body, but there was 16 feet of intestine trailing out behind him, and like
spoke,
a tether?
And he spoke English?
Yeah.
Yes, it'd be disturbing.
You do not step on the intestine. You will slow down, half-cat.
Refers to himself as half-cat.
I'm trying to get the blockbuster to rent a movie.
I hope Half-Cat has a very short shelf
half-life.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions about Half-Cat.
Yeah.
Is Half-Cat evil?
Sounds like it.
I don't think so, but yet he wants to get near George so he can somehow... He somehow has the ability to assume your shape. I guess if he kills you, and he can animate your body, and then... But you remember why he said he wanted to animate your body, George?
Mm-mm.
So he could still make love to everyone.
To everyone. Idiot. Half-Cat
Do the kids like Half-Cat?
Yes.
No, kids hate Half-Cat.
No, kids love Half-Cat. Kids love animals.
Scary.
His voice is
like
a little
an
weird.
Animal with
He's obviously smoked a lot.
Intestines trailing out the back. There's only half of them there. They don't like a character like that. What's a kid going to like that
It's like
character?
A trot line back there.
That's horrible.
Do you have to feed Half-Cat, or does the food just come straight out the intestines?
Yeah, I think he just shotguns out the back.
So he lives without food?
Right. He's like supernatural now. He's beyond death. He's the living dead, is what he is, and that's why his voice is like that.
Do you have to take Half-Cat to the vet for shots and checkup?
It doesn't matter. No shots.
Oh, none. Okay.
I survive on your dreams.
So keep Half-Cat in your prayers.